வசுதம் தேவம் கம்சசானூரமர்த்தனம் தேவகீ பரமானந்தம் கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும் நமோஸ்து தே வியாச விஷால புத்தே புலாரவிந்தாய தபத்ர நேத்ர யேன த்வயா பாரத தைல பூர்ணா ப்ரஜ்வாலிதோ ஜ்ஞானமய ப்ரதீபஹ நமோ நமஹ. குட் ஆஃப்டர்நூன், குட் ஈவினிங் ஃப்ரம் வேர் எவர் யூ ஆர் ஜாயினிங். கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் டு ஆல் ஆன் த ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் அகேஷன் ஆஃப் கணேஷ் சதுர்த்தி. கணேஷ சதுர்த்தி வில் சாண்ட் த கணபதி காயத்ரி மந்திர. ஏகதந்தாய வித்மஹே வக்ரதுண்டாய தீமஹி தன்னோ தந்தி பிரசோதயாத். த ஏகதந்தி லிட்ரல் மீனிங் ஒன் வித் ஒன் டாஸ்க். ஏகதந்தாய வித்மஹே மே வி நோ அபவுட் த ஒன் வித் ஒன் டாஸ்க். வக்ரதுண்டாய தீமஹி ஒன் வித் கர்லி ட்ரங்க். தன்னோ தந்தி பிரச்சோதயாத் மே தட் டஸ்ட் ஒன் இல்யூமின் அஸ். தட் இஸ் த லிட்ரல் மீனிங். த இன்னர் மீனிங் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஒன் ஏகதந்தா ஒன் வித் ஒன் டஸ்க். த டஸ்க் டஸ்க் ரெப்ரசன்ட்ஸ் ஈகோ. த ஒன் டஸ்க் இஸ் ஹோல்டிங் இன் இஸ் ஹேண்ட். ஒன் டஸ்க் இஸ் தேர் ஈகோ. ஒன் க்ரஷஸ் அவர் ஈகோ. Ego, ekadanta. We say, you talk too much, I will break your jaws. We say that one means, I will break your, curb your ego. One breaks our ego, ekadantaya vidmahe. May we salute to one who crushes our ego. Ekadantaya vidmahe, vakratundaya dhimahi. Vakratunda means crooked thinking, crooked life. Thinking something, talking something, doing something. The our, why he is breaking our ego, we are unstoppable if there is no obstacles in our path. If everything is going as planned, our ego goes up. So, he puts an obstacle, stop. He puts a stop because our actions, thinking, everything is crooked. To straighten us, he puts a obstacle. He crushes our ego. Tanno danti prachodayat. By doing that one, danti. Danti means, also means the strength. Danti, we say, may I have a jaws strong enough to chew the problem in my life. That one who crushes our ego, straightens us, and one gives us a strength to handle the challenges in life. May he illumine our life. That is the meaning of this one. Ganapati, Ganapati is the one. The challenges, we need the challenges in life. Without challenging, if it is a smooth sailing, there is no growth. We go to the place of worship and say, please remove my problem, please remove, I should have very cozy life, no challenges. Cozy life is not, the seeker is not asking for that one. If a person, student is asking the teacher, please give me a very simple examination paper, must be very simple. I am in a PhD level, I am pleading the teacher, please give me the simple one, only asking 2 + 2. If I am, we are all going to the temple and asking, please remove all the problem. I should have a smooth sailing in our life. If it is a smooth sailing, our evolution won't happen. If we, to grow, we need challenges. Obstacles should be there. It makes us to think where I am heading. Why this challenge? if there is no challenge, if it's a smooth, if it's a person born with a golden spoon, there is no growth. Everything is given in a golden spoon. So I need not have to work. I need not have to struggle. So where is the growth? He puts the obstacles in our path deliberately to make us to grow. Now, we think we are unstoppable when he puts that one. That makes us to contemplate Vakratundaya Dhimahi. Vakratunda, our crooked living, somebody has to correct us. When we are faced with challenges, so much of problem, my friends, relatives slowly go away. They slowly go away. Everyone are dear to me when everything is in rosy. When I am faced with challenges, everyone goes out of my life. When the crooked life, I am leading a life only to impress others. I want to impress, I may not have that one. I am living for others. Only I am living for others. When the challenges are there, when I am going through a tough time, one by one moves away from my life. So I am forced to contemplate what can be done. I am not spending on my own self. Always I am busy living for others. Only show off. It's Ganapati saying that when the obstacles are there, challenges are there, when others have gone out of my life, now it's a time for me to contemplate on myself. Invest on myself. Crookedness. Slowly I am not living for anybody. I am living for myself. I am not here to impress anyone. I want to impress myself. When it is there, I become strong. Tanno Dhanti, I realize my potential. That Ganapati. May he illumine. Make me to realize my potential. So challenges also is a blessing. This mantra, it is talking about the challenges. We need the challenges. And Ganapati, if you see a Ganapati statue, there is a snake around the stomach. Snake around the stomach indicates, snake represents Kundalini Shakti, potential Shakti. Everyone has a strength, capacity, potential strength. It represents, Ganapati represents Kundalini power. And mantra, it is talking about he Mooladharasthito Nityam. Ganapati is Atharvashisha, talks about he is presiding in Mooladhara. Mooladhara makes us strong, makes us grounded. Not in leading a life, imaginary life. We need to lead a life, ground reality we need to have. He gives us the ground reality. Not a fictitious living, had to have a Mooladhara Stito Nityam. Nabhya Asidhantar Ikshyam. Antar Iksha. Nabhya in the naval. Asidhanta Antar Iksha. Antar Iksha. Antar Iksha means the space. We can't move. Obstacle is there. I want to move. Sorry, road is blocked. Opportunity, Ganapati is the one puts the obstacle as well as the opportunity. When the obstacle is removed, space is opened up for me to evolve. Who has put the blockage? When we are right, he removes the obstacle so that we can grow, expand. I can't expand. I feel claustrophobic. Everything is closed. When the door is open, I feel I have a room for expansion. Nabhya Asidhanta Antariksham. Antariksham in space. Who gives the opportunity? Ganapati is the one who gives us the opportunity to grow. We say there is no opportunity. Who puts the roadblock and gives us the opportunity in our life to evolve? Mandukka Upanishad, it talks about we go through the three phases of life, generally wakeful, dream and sleep. These three are common: jagrat, dream, the taijasa and sushupti. These three phases, the Ganapati is the presiding deity of our wakeful. To go out, it gives us the opportunity. He's the presiding deity in the wakeful as well as in the dream. It talks about the Shiva son. He liked the Vishwambara form. In the Vishwarupa Darshana, Lord's one with the Gajanana face. He liked that one. He started contemplating on that Shiva son. He got that form. He got that form. Ganapati got that form and Vishwambara Rupa. So he is the presiding deity in the wakeful and dream phase. Ganapati's story comes in Ramayana as well as Mahabharata. In the Ramayana, it talks about Ravan. Ravan went to Kailas to get Atmalinga. But it was the Shiva's wish. He is not eligible, but Ganapati appeared in the form of a small boy, and in the evening time he wanted to do his sandhya. Ganapati, Ravana said, please hold on to that one. Shiva said, if you keep it in the ground, you can't take it. As long as it is on the, hold it, not holding, then you can carry. In the evening time, he wanted to do sandhya. He was, this boy, Ganapati appeared as a small boy. And this Ravana was pondering what can be done. This boy said, sir, you have any problem? Can I help? This Ravana said, hey, I have to do three Gayatri mantra, japa I have to do. You hold on to that one. This boy said, sir, I'm in a hurry. I will wait, count three. Within that one, you have to come. If you don't come, I will keep the linga down. The Ravana said, not to worry, I will be back. And he started saying, Om Bhurbhuva Swaha. This boy said, one. And he said, second one, Om Bhurbhuva Swaha. He already said, two. And the third one, when he started, Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tatsa, he said three and left it. He kept it on the ground, that is in Gokarna. And Ravana got so angry, he knocked on his Ganapati's head. A small bulge is there. Still, Ganapati statue has a bulge in Gokarna. That is Ramayana side. And in Mahabharata, Ganapati played a dominant role for paving the way for Vedavyasa's incarnation. He played a role that when the knowledge was lost, without knowledge, everywhere darkness. Vedavyasa had to come. He played a very dominant role in making Gautama Rishi. Gautama Rishi, he cursed his students. You lose all your knowledge. And Ganapati made Gautama to lose his cool. And when the knowledge was lost, Vedavyasa appeared. When the Vedavyasa appeared, one of the biggest contribution was Mahabharata. Mahabharata, he wanted a scribe. Everything was in his mind. Bhagavan Vedavyasa, 100,000 verses. He thought about Brahma. And Brahma came, he said, I need a scribe. Brahma sent Ganapati. And Ganapati said, again similar to Ravana's one, sir, I am very busy and you can dictate, but if you stop, I will walk out. Then Vedavyasa said, it's a magnanimous 100,000. He said, yes, I will also put one condition. Whatever you write, you should have an understanding. Without understanding, don't write. Then they agreed. In Badrinath, still in Mana village, two caves are there, Vyasa Guha and Ganpati Guha. He was dictating one place and close to that one, a few meters away, Ganesha Guha. And Vedavyasa started dictating. Ganapati was so fast, whatever he was saying, like our artificial intelligence, whatever you ask, continuously coming out. And Vedavyasa wanted this person to think. He used to throw terse verses with Guhya Bhasha. Very difficult to understand. Ganapati used to pause and start scratching. What did it mean? Vedavyasa used to throw challenging verses. So when he was scratching his head, Vedavyasa used to release next packet of verses. So that way there are 8008 Guhya Bhashas are there. It made even Ganapati to think, what did it mean? Then he completed Mahabharata, came out with Ganapati's contribution is there. So on the occasion of Ganesha Chaturthi, Ganesha means Gana Isha, Ganapati. The literal meaning of that one is a group leader, team leader. Ganapati means team leader, one who thinks of him as Ekadanta, one who has a single-pointed focus in life. Not to entertain so many things in your life. Single-pointed devotion, my goal is set. I want that one. Ekadanta, single-pointed, Vakratunda, no more, that is also in yoga called as Arjavam. No crooked living, single-pointed goal, and straightforward living for that person Prachodayat. It talks about that person also will become a team leader in his or her own community, will be revered, regarded. You will be appreciated, become a team leader, one who understands. Follow this message, this Gayatri Mantra. We all aspire to become someone special. You become a team leader that talks about Ganapati. You, by contemplating on that one, you also become a team leader in your own community, in your own surrounding. So that is the on the special occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. Let us invoke the blessing of Ganapati. May he remove our ego. May he put challenges in our life so that may we evolve, so that may our crookedness goes away. Crookedness goes away. And Ganapati has a symbol, is this sign also. You are here. Big ears are there. Ears means another sign. You should have an interest to listen. Attention, pay attention. You grow based on, you keep on hearing the good things. He has a big ear. He's saying that have big ears. Pay attention to hearing. He has the trunk, big trunk. Trunk indicates versatility in life. The trunk is used for feeding and grabbing things. And the trunk is used for the breathing. And it is bathing. It washes itself using the trunk. It uses the trunk for self-defense. It uses the trunk for digging. And the multiple purpose. And for in his elephant herd. For the communication, it uses the communication trunk as a communication. For sensing, it uses the sensing. It is representing that we should be versatile in our life. Not to say only this one. This way, like a trunk, it gives the versatility. The trunk represents the versatility, become versatile. And ears, the big ears, pay attention And the snake in the stomach represents the what symbol represents when the Ganapati picture you say big trunk. Big trunk doesn't mean very lazy person. Lazy person with no lethargy person. It is in the scriptures, they are conveying the message through the symbol. Not to take the symbol literally. Ganapati with a big trunk. Then so, what is wrong? I also have a big trunk. Then I also want to become like a Ganapati. Not that one. Go by the symbol. What it is trying to say. And snake indicates a Kundalini Shakti. Kundalini Shakti, these festivals, not to, for children it's okay, good, big trunk to get inspired, but as we do the sadhana, understand the symbol that helps in our spiritual sadhana.